Hey, we are up to solid, right?
Hey.
Hey. Yes. Oh, so yesterday, Mayor, I think Mayor, you asked, Mayor Kringle, you asked about yesterday about if, whether this is talking about Gedolim or Ketanim. Mr. Guru brings it as a machloikis. Whether if you have to, if Ketanim, if you can't hold it in for 72 minutes, urine, are you yotze? Mr. Guru says a machloikis. He doesn't paskin. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says you'd be yotze. So bottom line is, if somebody had realized that they had to urinate, then and they couldn't hold it in for 72 minutes, then we would say not to repeat. Safek brachas, downing the rabbana. So we would say not to repeat.
I think you also wanted to mention something about outside mezuzahs.
Oh, right, thank you. And last time we were discussing about in the last siman, about nowadays it's not as important to check mezuzahs. So Elio Ikovic from Phoenix pointed out that sometimes you could have melted mezuzahs, which is more of a Phoenix thing, Mustafa. So, so your outdoor mezuzah, depending on where you live and whether it's under a porch or something like that, you have to be careful with that. Okay, so Sif Hay to where?
Through Yud.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to unmute.
Through Yud. Okay. Okay. So again, Hachonas Aguf Umakam Atfilu. So Tzorach Lichatz is Yadav Amayim Ara Perek Koydim Atfilu. It's a pella to me. It's really a pella. How strong a halacha this is in Shulchan Aruch, and people don't keep it. You're required to wash your hands up until the wrist before you daven. Finish. That's that. That's the halacha. That means even though you wash your hands in the morning, meaning he's assuming that you wash your hands in the morning, then you get dressed and then you go straight to the daven. But if in the interim you touch something dirty, hidden parts of the body that have sweat, or scratch your head, or for some reason in the morning you didn't wash your hands up until the wrist, you have to go back and wash them before tefila. Right? And this halacha is so strict. And let's say you have no water. Meaning, if you're traveling that day, and you know that within 72 minutes of where you're in the direction you're traveling, you can find water, then you have to go that far to find water before you daven. And if you know ahead of you there's no water, but you know that you can go back 18 minutes, a mil, which is 18 minutes back, that 18 minutes would be either by foot or by car, then you're mechuyev to drive 18 minutes to wash your hands before davening. Right? So why there aren't lines and lines of people to wash their hands before davening, I have no idea. That's why most shuls have a sink in front of the besmedesh. But this is what we have to do.
Is this for all tefillas?
All tefillas, yes. All tefillas. Yeah. Now, there's a little caveat coming up. Let's say you're afraid is going to miss mat tefillah. Then menake yada b'tzrar, then you wipe your hands on a pebble or on dirt, or anything that will clean you, like on a wood or on your clothing, and then you daven. But that's only if you're going to miss the zman. Right? If you can't do it with water, you wash with water if it's possible. If not, then just clean your hands. Right? So let's see. But the question is, what about missing minyan? So he's saying, if you miss mantfila, so then you should daven without washing hands. What happens if you're going to miss minyan? Right? Meaning you're in a rush and you can't find the sink. and you're not going to be able to daven with a minyan if you go find water. So should you also wipe your hands? As far as I remember, the place can say that you should wipe your hands and daven with a minyan, although from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's not mashma like that. Because he says, to miss man tefillah, you wipe your hands and so on. He doesn't say to miss minyan. Right? I'm sorry, he does say it. I'm sorry, he says it in Vav. He doesn't say it in Hey. He says it in Vav. I'm sorry, I mixed it up. Let's say you washed your hands properly in the morning. You have no idea whether your hands got dirty. Since you're masiach das, right? Let's say you're driving in the car and you're taking care of this, taking care of that, which, by the way, we learned last week, you're not supposed to do anything before davening, but... Excuse me, if you did enough that you're not sure where your hands touched, even if you learned in between, which many people do, Baruch Hashem, after they wash their hands, gamken habi hesach adas, that's called being masiyat das, gamken l'rochtem b'mayim, l'tzorach tefillah, and you need to wash them with water for davening. Ach b'zeh ein tzorach l'asar achar amayim dafka. But for that, you don't have to go for water. She'emein l'mayim mezumanim, that if you don't have water prepared, and if you're going to go look for water, you're not going to daven with a minyan, then just wipe your hands on anything that's manki, but I think the kitzur, that's talking about where he knows that you wash your hands in the morning and not that much time elapsed between then and the tefillah. But mashma, that if a lot of time did elapse, it sounds like it's more important than tefillah b'tzibur, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Fine. Zion.
But the kitzur doesn't discuss using a kli or washing three times.
Oh, it doesn't. The kitzur does not discuss it because the halacha is very clear. You do not need a kli. You don't need to wash three times. Al pi kabbalah. The mekabalim say you should wash with at least one time on each hand. But me'ikar adin, you just have to put your hands under the sink just to wash them, and that's.
But in sif hey, the reason is you touch some places, you'd have to wash with the kli, no?
No, not necessarily. No, really not. Really not. It's the main thing is to get your hands clean, not because of, meaning normally when it's a tahara thing, then you need a cup. But it's not a tahara thing, it's just a dirty hands thing. Which the pasuk says, "Erchatz b'mayim, right? Erchatz b'nikoyin." Your hands should be clean.
No, but in Sif, hey, where it talks about where you touch places that are covered, you don't need a kli there either.
Really, you don't need a kli there either. No, you really don't. There really only two times. I'm working on this because the ladies Matzah Shabbos here wants me to talk about it a little bit, but it's hard. I have a hard time pinning down. It seems right now the only time that you need to wash with a cup is in the morning, and for bread, and maybe after a cemetery. Those are the ones that are everything else is up for debate. And the Chassidim say you always need a cup, and they win out just like all other minhagim, like the Chassidim win, so they're winning on this one too. That's the way I see it. Okay, Zion, but that's up for debate. But yeah, that's what I'm holding meanwhile in that sugi. Zion, yishtadol v'yisamet zispal l'matzibur. So anybody who's a cynic about dominating with a minion points to this and says, oh, it's just as you should try and daven with a tzibur. When is it an es rotzen? That's when the tzibur is davening. An es rotzen, I'm going to answer you. Hashem doesn't get disgusted with the tefillah of rabbim, even if there's people that do something wrong. If you have a public davening, then Hashem doesn't get disgusted by our tefillah. I don't know if you're on. That's a song of the Kitzur. I don't know if you figure out which song that is, but an old song. So Ramosha Feinstein already says that the Shulchan Aruch says you should try and daven with a minion. It doesn't mean you should try. It means you're chayef to daven with a minion. In the bottom here, in the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says, even though davening with a minion is midrabbanon, it's greater than a mitzvah saseh in the Torah. And the Pelayoyetz, he brings from the Pelayoyetz that nowadays that our davening is so bad, which I'm sure we're all willing to admit, then that is the time that we do need a minyan, because otherwise our tefillah is a disaster. Not trying to be makatrik and klal Yisrael, but I think everybody understands what we're saying here. So then, so let's see ches. Let's say you're traveling and you reach the place, you got to your hotel. If you travel 72 minutes, same thing with like we just had with the water. If you hear that there's a minion 72 minutes in the direction you're going, so if you're able to get there during the day, you don't have to travel alone at night, which l'chayr doesn't apply nowadays because we travel alone at night. You have to go 4 mil in front of you so that you can now b'tzibur. And you also have to go backwards, meaning you have to go out of your way 18 minutes down with the minion. Again, by car, it means 18 minutes. By walk, also 18 minutes. Don't leave a place that you have a minion. If you're able to get to where you need to get to, don't leave. As long as you'll have time to get there before nightfall. So obviously the Pais can say, therefore you're not allowed to go on a vacation to a place that there's no minyan. But it's all the fee, how the necessity is. When I get asked this question, can I go without a minyan? Can I go to a place without a minyan? So the question is, how important is it for you to go specifically to that place without a minyan? Right? If it's very necessary, so then you go. You have to have a good reason. Fine. Mitzvah gedayla test. Mitzvah gedayla spalav beis haknesses or beis hamedrash. It's a big mitzvah to daven in a shul, horn of beis hamedrash, shem akaymus mikdash and mikudash in the holy places. Vafilu mepalamim is daven shein sham minyan. And even if sometimes you're not going to get a minyan there and become a mitzvah lespal sham gam biyichidus, it's a mitzvah to daven there biyichidus, kiven shem akaymus mikdash in the holy places. So if a guy takas the daven biyichidus, they should go to shul and daven there, assuming that they're not going to be embarrassed. And somebody who normally learns in a besmerish, he's pala gamkin shama ba'asori. He should daven in that besmerish with a minion. Even though in the shul is the basic nesses, which l'chayra has many more people, but still, you should daven in the place that you learn. But if you're not to learn a besmerish, then he's pala basic nesses. Sheyesh poi roivam. You should go where there's roivam. Why? Because roivam hadras melech. The bigger the bigger the tzibur, the more chashuv it is for the king, for Hashem. This was today's halacha text. If in the city there's two shuls, go to the further shul. I can't say I understand what that means. We're playing games here, right? Obviously, chas v'shalom, it's not a game, but he's saying you should go to the further shul. You get more schar for the steps. A person should get up early and be in from the 10 people in the besmerish, first 10. Even if 100 come after you, you get the schar neged kulam. So that's a pretty good proposition, assuming that the 100 people that are coming after you are good people. And then it brings in the bottom here that it only applies if you stay for the whole minyan, but if you leave, meaning these guys on Rosh Hashanah that run around to different shuls, they have different start times. And so they go into one shul and they wait till there's 10 so they can be the Asar Rishon, and then they leave and go to the next shul. Mangaram says that, at least the way he's quoted, is that it doesn't work. You have to be there for the davening until the end of the davening in order to get that tzchak. Fine. If you go in the shachris and in the evening to a besmerish in the proper time, it was achashom keroy, and you stay there for the proper amount of time. It was nagshom b'kedusha keroy. Zoych al richas yom, you get a richas yom. Dosev ashrei adam shemei li lishkayt al dosayse yom lishma mezuzas psachar. Praised is the person who listens to me and stays by my doors, meaning in the shuls, to watch the shuls. Dosev ashrei ki might see matzachaim and he'll find life. Fine. Yei shaloi yud. Yesh loy, lo adam lekvay le beis haknesses beis merach yispal shom bekvias. This is where shtibelach. No offense to anybody that davens in shtibelach, but shtibelach are not a lechatchila in any way, shape, or form. This is another place that chassidim chaptas on, because the whole, I think, the concept of shtibulach is for they're very mak, very makbid on minyan, and not so makbid on all these other things. Okay, there's room for each way, but yesh le'adam l'kavoya loy beis haknesses, you have to be, you have a set beis haknesses beis medrash that you should daven there b'kviyas v'gam yikvu le'sham sham makom miyuchad l'tfilasin. You should have there, you should have a makom miyuchad for your tfilas. Chol toiv dalad amas k'chad makom choshev, and within dalad amas is considered one place. The toiv im yachol l'kavoya l'makom etzel hakir, and it's best if you can daven next to the wall. K'dem etzino b'chizkiyo ha'melech, d'chziv ha'yasev chizkiyo panav el hakir. You shouldn't stand or sit next to a Rasha or Krishna Besa. And even when you daven at home, you shouldn't be a place where it's quiet. So your B'nai Baya shouldn't mix you up. So it's interesting that he see that there is such a concept of he was entertaining the thought of davening B'yichidus. So if you do, so this is a lot of these were in Corona. So in Corona, in the beginning, I davened in YFR in the Bismedish by myself because it says you should go to a shul. But then it was too cold in there, so I stopped that, and then I davened at home. But they have the set place where to daven, because having a set place to daven is good for your mental. Meaning, when you have the same, if you every day you're davening in a different shtiebel, in a different room, and you don't know what's coming or going, you can't concentrate. Concentration on davening is the most important thing. It's more important than minyan. But like we said before, since we don't concentrate well, we better have at least minyan in our pocket. But the ultimate is to concentrate on davening. So, I mean, there were very big chashuvim that did not daven with a minyan because they felt that they could concentrate a lot better without a minyan. Point is that we're supposed to have set place to daven, and like this, we can have the ultimate in concentration. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a good night. We shape a surah's tovus. All right.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Yoni.